Well, state of shock, really.
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
But thankfully, Rob's back with us in full force. I mean, what can one say? I mean, it was all going so well. We even had a girl from Chris
Boyd.
Exactly. And then, oh, dearie, dearie me, it was almost... I mean, you did have a...
back to default.
Yeah, a kind of premonition, really.
Not a premiere.
Indeed.
Unfortunately not.
Certainly not. It was not good. Welcome to issue 473 of Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast, The Crystal Palace Game. In case you've just tuned in or you're just listening to this, you've downloaded the whole setup. The front cover probably says it all. Keith Lamb and Tony Mowbray, with Mowbray, is the honeymoon period over yet? To which Keith Lamb responds, "No, we're still getting shafted on a weekend." Thanks, presumably, to Bob Harris for that.
Bob Fisher.
You see,
whispering Bob Harris.
Exactly. And of course, the Star Wars reference: "Help us, Mogga. You're our only hope." Is he Obi-Wan Mowbray? Who knows? I mean, obviously, it was nice to have a post-match interview which was refreshingly free of what the heck did he say now sort of moments, really. So, yeah. good point of view from that point of view. But overall, reasonable performance-ish, or clearly?
Yeah. It was. We had an awful lot more chances on goal in the first half. We should have been well ahead. And we've said this many times before, but it did make a big change. There was a big lift for everybody in the crowd, you know, Mowbray being there. But that's right, we played the power game.
Exactly.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah, the number of times at Ayresome Park that used to Bernard Gent, of course, on the vocals. It's a magical moment.
Radio Ayresome.
Exactly.
Boys and girls.
Exactly. I was so tempted to actually go along with it. If I hadn't been, what was I doing? I think it was an open day at Lincoln at the time. I might have actually even sort of purchased a ticket myself for that, for the notion that they bring the power, because it's back to Pigbag, I believe.
I think so. Yeah. But I suppose if Bristol City hadn't scored a deflected goal 5 minutes after we'd scored a goal, but that's
Matthew
the way it goes.
Bates, and, please.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the victory. So, yeah, I mean, we've said this several times before, but the Crystal Palace game, very much a six-pointer.
Well,
and the decision has to be made, you know, clear reference from Tony Mowbray to the lads. Do they want to go bottom or do they want to at least start moving up? Portsmouth have surely shown the way. I mean, three or four straight wins and they've shot up the league, really. So
they have.
It is quite feasible.
Absolutely. Bristol City, that was their second win as well, wasn't it, in a row? We're playing the bottom club, and thank goodness that Swansea actually beat them last week, or we would have gone bottom with the first game with Mowbray.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Got a chance to move in the right direction. And then two away games next week, so we've really got to get some points.
Absolutely, and interesting away games, which we'll talk about as the programme proceeds. We'll be discussing Teesside Hospice, boys backing Teesside Hospice, and more from our Afghanistan correspondent, and indeed the most intriguingly surreal Bark at the Moon letter I've encountered in the year and a bit we've been doing these Fly Me to the Moon podcasts.
There's been a few.
We did. We thought it might be Mark Coupe, but no, it's going to go to Alan Sykes in terms of that, but that's to come up in the second part of the production. Looking ahead, let's address the issue in terms of where we're going, what we're doing, various other bits and pieces. Shall we go to Afghan Tales first? Because that's quite an interesting one by Stanistan, a gentleman who, again, we've often said he puts the whole thing into perspective here. He's doing fantastic service over in Afghanistan. Acknowledgements in full force for that, and as we approach Remembrance Day, clearly, you know, we acknowledge what's going through there. But he noticed he was surprised to see Mogga named as borough manager, and even more surprised to receive a copy of the letter he sent out to season ticket holders, which is good. I mean, in terms of that, it does show that you're getting that connection, which, to be honest, I can't even bring myself to say his name, actually, but the Scottish chap just didn't quite sort of have, really, did he?
No, there wasn't a sense of... No, no connection, no rapport, I was going to say.
Exactly. None whatsoever from that sort of point of view. But interestingly enough, despite, you know, the notion he's there, he's hoping that he would have been actually here. He won't be around Stanistan to actually greet the Crystal Palace game.
No.
So, you know, we'll just have to cope without that. On a slightly different... Andrew Glover's gone quite quiet, hasn't he, really? Or is he still sort of submitting stuff and we're just not noticing this whole thing?
No, he's busy doing a crash course in journalism at Newcastle. And it's tough work for him. He's getting to the matches, though.
Well,
he'll be back.
Exactly. I just was wondering, because, I mean, clearly he was a that man, we can't say his name now. He was a supporter of him, I think, for quite a time, really. I think he was quite keen. He was happy with the whole thing. But astonishingly, we do have a contribution here proving that, again, you're quite happy to take all matter of routines here with the notion of people who aren't necessarily happy, and that's Mark Coupe, who is swimming against the tide. We're not going to read the letter out, but he's not exactly positive in terms of the notion, really. But anyway.
No, I think it was about 53-54% of people in the Gazette said that they didn't think Mowbray was the man, which was a pity they did the poll, actually, in the first place.
Carlo Ancelotti, possibly, Jose Mourinho. I mean, yeah. I think, you know, we have to have a look at who's actually available in the line and in the field through that, really. And to be fair, of the pool of managers that you have actually got, all right, Martin O'Neill, you might well say, is a possibility, that you're now in the situation of, would he actually want the post? Would he want any post at all? You know, again, would we not have another sort of line from that? So, you know, genuinely, I stand by what we said. I thought it sounds like the After the Odds May show. We must be more positive about this. I mean, I look back to last week's celebratory piece. Right. So we're all there. We're all up on the whole system, as indeed Hendry's Wonder Girl, who I thought might have been an alter ego for Andrew Glover, of course. He must be getting some stick with Newcastle United's result against Sunderland up there recently. Really.
Yeah.
Different, by the by. You have to break to then repair. In other words, you've got to actually wound before you can heal. You've got all that kind of thing. I've never been quite a believer in the notion that you have to destroy something to build it up again. But
no. I don't think you have to go down to come back up, and a lot of people have always said, you know.
How far down do you want to go?
I mean, yeah, it's much more complicated anyway now with the money issues, etc. But
because in actual fact, Rob, this is the frightening thing. Middlesbrough are probably at their lowest position for the duration of the publication of Fly Me to the Moon. Have we ever been lower?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Fly Me to the Moon has never had this experience of being second from bottom in the Championship N-Power Division 1.
That's right.
It's not good enough, is it, really? I mean, you know, I think the players should listen to that, and the messages should be coming out saying this is what it's all about, etc. Hendry's Wonder Girl talks about the year 1986 embedded in Middlesbrough folklore so deeply it's almost as if the town didn't exist before it. On a personal note, I mean, from my own point of view, it's the year my father died, so another reason why 86 was sort of there, so double whammy on that sort of perspective.
Right.
But, you know, it is this notion of how the story of the 1986 team has been written down many a time, no need to retell it. Suffice to say, it's the stuff legends are actually made of. But he concludes, in 2010, as in 1986, Middlesbrough FC is a club that is broken, but you have to break to then repair. Don't think we're quite as bad as we were in 86.
No, I think that's what Tony Mowbray said when he came in. His first press conference was that he said, I take the point, you can compare our situation to 86, but we're a long, long way from that. Look at the facilities, look at the training ground. We've actually got ground that's open. It's not padlocked, etc. You know we obviously, Bristol City brought us crashing back down to reality that we are second from bottom in the league, and that if we lose on Saturday, we go bottom of the league, and we've got two away games to come. So we do need to forget about any thoughts of promotion this early in the season and stave off relegation. And then if we can get a run going, let's see how far we can start thinking upwards and onwards and upwards at whatever. But we do need to get some points.
Precisely. It's quite simple, you know, quite straightforward. That's what you need to actually do, to start winning games, and that all will be well with the whole thing. We're going to be talking about the more positive side of Danny Coyne and Stephen McManus, who have been involved with Teesside Hospice. We've got, as I mentioned, the surreal letter of the week. We've obviously got the news about which band are actually performing outside the liver side. You see, it's affecting me more deeply than I can even begin to say in this particular area. The liver side. It's, you know, I mean, we're not sort of advertising. I mean, we might have some listeners in Japan, but, you know, I'm not going to go down that line at all, because it would be borderline, you know, questionable in all sorts of ways. Stay tuned. It's Flying to the Moon, the podcast.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Did you know many motor insurers are owned by the same few parent companies?
No, nor did I until I spoke to personal injury solicitor Charles Arthur.
The aim of these big companies is to minimise costs by negotiating a knock-for-knock agreement, or pushing you to settle quickly for a minimum payout.
So if you have an accident, you may be better off choosing an independent solicitor who acts only for you.
Of course, but then you'd expect me to say that, wouldn't you?
Call Middlesbrough 222-575 or text advice to 81400 now.
Choose the one.
We'll
500 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225 grams of magnesium, 3
resorbs of zinc. Hang on, slow down.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
When you're living with cancer, the good days really matter. The day you get some answers about your treatment or about benefits or whatever's on your mind. You can take the first step towards more good days by calling Macmillan Cancer Support. Call 0808 808 0000 or visit macmillan.org.uk.
Fly me to the moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Specifically issue 473, the Crystal Palace scenario. Now, I sent a page, Rob. I thought, oh, great, maybe I can actually hire these two guys because I can actually do with some painting and decorating to be sorted out, and maybe they might want to sort of use their multi-skills ability. So do you think that the team of Coyne and McManus decorators for hire could possibly be a spin-off, you know, in these days? I mean, that'd be, maybe not.
There's little evidence that they actually can hold a brush.
Yeah, well, of course, there is that, you see. I'm just a trusting soul, etc. But, you know, they at least seem to be posing whilst on two steps of ladders, which could have had a health and safety impact. I mean, obviously, you know the shape of this camera, but if they were really at the top of those steps ladders.
But they're not, are they?
That's very true.
I'd go for Danny Coyne probably ahead of Stephen McManus because, obviously, being a goalkeeper, he's probably much better with his hands. But then again, Stephen McManus is a big fella. Probably can reach those...
hard to get at spots.
Exactly, yes.
Low ceilings,
yes.
Be your boy, effectively.
Yes.
Whereas, you know,
could be a good team, really, couldn't it?
Much as he might like to say, Danny Coyne. The notion of him doing Boney M routines whilst actually decorating you is perhaps a bit too surreal, even for this show.
Yeah.
But it's a thought. So anyway, why were they getting involved with this? Why were they involved with the Forget-Me-Not Children's Bereavement Counselling Service, which has thankfully secured a £9,500 grant for the work from children in need?
That's right. That's what they were there for. The part of the grant has gone towards doing up a room. There's a big mural being painted on the room, just to make it a much more child-friendly environment. Last week, the hospice had a collection outside the Riverside, because they are sort of one of the close charities to the football club. And so they were going there just to put the finishing touches to this new room where the kids can go and they get the counselling.
Which is excellent. And clearly you needed to ask the question, do you still think we can get promoted? To which Steve McManus said, I think we can, but I think it's first and foremost we need to win a game or two. So that's kind of stating the obvious.
Yeah.
it's so. I mean, I bet you thought, whoa, Steve, insightful answer there.
Yeah,
very well done.
But exactly. It's true. Yeah. I think you can't state that enough, though, can you? You know.
Very true, and I think it's time things are sorted through with that. I mean, you know, Palace have had their challenges as well, and we
yes,
know
they
there
have.
Are all sorts of other areas within that. Of course, we do have that extraordinary gentleman, Mr. Davids, that might be performing there.
That's right.
I mean, initially, because, I mean, you know, if one wore glasses, you didn't normally wear glasses when you were playing football, did
you? Didn't.
You?
That's very true.
Edgar has clearly bucked that trend consistently.
Yeah.
With, I think it's a retinal scenario. Be intrigued to see what happens. Obviously, George Burley, who's, I think it's fair to say, had almost, and is known to Tony Mowbray, because weren't they, Tony Mowbray used to be George's number two at Ipswich?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
He was. That's how he started on the road to management.
All I can say is, look, Tony, if you feel like showing some generosity, tomorrow is not the place to start. Okay.
No, it should be the way around, shouldn't it?
Well, exactly. You know, that's the key thing for that side of things. There, it's a winnable game. But having said that, who knows?
I think Palace are fighting for their lives, aren't they? Yep. They're bottom of the division, and George Burley's probably he's under enormous pressure himself as manager there. As you said, they've just come out of administration. Mm. It's the second time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're not in a very solid place at all. And Davids was a strange one because everyone has seen him as a pundit in the World Cup, but he's a hard working player. He's probably not gonna just go through the motions. He's not in it for the money anyway. That's for certain. Should be an interesting game. I think patience is needed, and even if we were to win the 92nd minute, that would do.
And of course, after that, we have the two away games coming up against
Scunthorpe and Swansea. And if you remember,
the SS, if
you think back to last season, it was two of the first away games, and we won them both. We hammered Swansea 3-0, in fact, yeah. And we beat Scunthorpe 2-1 with a brilliant individual goal by Johnson. At that time, we thought, we're on our way back up.
I was tempted to start the show today by just thinking, it seems such a long time ago, where 2-0 up against Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And yeah, since that half-time break, really, with the slight, obviously, in insertion of the goal last time against Bristol City.
Yeah.
It's been a catalogue of, I mean, October has not been a month to remember.
No, but it could be the start of something, couldn't it? Let's be positive again. Precisely. And think, you know, that Tony Mowbray has come back, and that could be the start of something big for Middlesbrough. It's going to be a slow building, long-term thing. First thing to do is a quick fix. We've got to get away from the bottom of the division. But it's as you just said, with the Stanislas getting that email from the manager, it's a total break with what's happened before. And we've got to look forward to this week. We've got a couple more players fit. I think we're hoping that Gary O'Neill and Arca might be available, which could make a big difference. We could have a left-sided left-back, and we could have a midfielder.
And they might be genuinely played in the kind of positions that they normally play in.
Yeah.
Should be a bit of a shock after the last few weeks. Borough Blitz, Spirit of 86. So perfectly. Gary Pallister featured here. Interesting enough, in terms of Bond, presumably, any news on Gary Parkinson?
Well, yes, actually. There's been some very, very good news. Excellent. This week that he's... starting to get a little bit of feeling back in his legs. He's been sitting up and he's been trying to speak. So it's incredible, actually. Yeah. It's a bit of a miracle, really.
Fantastic. So good news there. So positive vibes. Good to see that some of the positive vibes we send out actually work for that thing, which is marvellous. A little line you actually had with Gary Pallister. You remember seeing Tony Mowbray walking away with the Borough fans after the UEFA Cup final. And it has to be remembered that without both Mowbray and Pallister and the Rioch era springing back from liquidation, you wouldn't have actually gone on to achieve those heights.
No.
The
wouldn't exist.
No. Interesting times. I think obviously the Middlesbrough may well get into Europe again someday, but it's not looking likely in the near future, shall we say. But there's always an FA Cup win, I suppose.
Well, let's face it, in 1986, if we were to say that we were going to be one day playing in Europe, it would just be just ridiculous. Precisely. And actually, to be honest, in 1996, we'd have thought there was no chance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, Bark at the Moon, the letter, which in the absence of any co-presenting guests today, because we felt, look, it's been such a ridiculous time, etc. Just keep the guests away, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
We can't cope with sort of people sort of sharing in the misery and all the rest of bits and pieces. But we have a piece from Alan Sykes, Harden and Bingley, West Yorkshire, which will be delivered by yours truly.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Dear Bark, just for fun, I picked the following 11 from last Saturday's teams. Schwarzer, Luke Young, Huth, Andrew Taylor, Adam Johnson, Jonathan Greening, Catamol, Downing, Emnes, Yakubu and Tunsai. I also spotted a couple of unused substitutes for good measure. Turnbull and Parnaby. Alan Sykes, Harden, Bingley, West Yorkshire. don't understand. It's profound, even. I mean, it's either some profound statement that Alan Sykes is actually making there about the state of. Is it code? Is it every ninth letter? I mean, I did see an episode of Colditz where the American journalist was actually done for doing every ninth letter. You know, that's the. Is it some kind of message he's sending across here? Is it some sort of secret passage?
It's too subliminal for me, but.
It's exactly because, you know, you pick the following. None of those are actually playing. I mean, that's the whole. I mean, all of them have actually left. Schwarz has left.
I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah,
so, I think he's saying that. Look at the team that we could have had now, and all these people have gone. He is a bit light on centre backs. I notice.
I presume it is Adam Johnson that he's actually put in there at the back.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Because I'd always thought he was a kind of more of an attacking winger. I mean, maybe Mancini has actually got it wrong here, and Johnson A should actually be playing centre half alongside Julian Lescott or somebody. But who knows? There we are. It's different line. Anyway, and Greening, I don't know. Catamole, well, a feisty sort of individual.
Yeah, he's got some battling midfielders.
Yeah,
but he is definitely. He's got one centre back. He's got Robert Huth. He's going to have to do an awful lot.
An awful lot. Exactly. Anyway, let's move on to the. Bands that are performing this weekend. It's the Unsung Heroes,
yes.
Andy, Lee, Paul and Dan.
The second week in a row, they're a late replacement for the bands keep splitting up in the weeks before the Riverside. Well, it must be too much of them, like a stadium rock venue.
I know we're supposed to be covering the work of Mary J. Blige. She's been put forward as one of our guests, but I don't think she's going to be performing outside the Riverside. But it'd be interesting to see her, you know?
I mean, yeah.
There's an availability. Shall we put the call in? Exactly.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice with that, anyway. But the Unsung Heroes, interesting line, this Think the Jam with Sid Vicious on bass and Johnny Marr on guitar. So a little bit of meat there, a little bit of anger, a little bit of angst, perhaps.
Yeah. Johnny Marr's a strange sort of team up, that isn't it? Johnny Marr and Sid Vicious. Very interesting.
Certainly, I mean, Morrissey is obviously just out of the picture.
Totally out of the picture. He's a solo man, isn't he?
Totally gone.
Wouldn't be doing it.
Precisely so. Okay, and any other items you'd like to select which you think, yes, that's. I mean, I do like the photograph that's actually in there. And it almost deserves a colour scenario with Your Home, Our Hero, and Red Faction capturing a moment with Rod Evans' photograph. It's worth buying the magazine just for this, etc., with the Tony Mowbray image there, the iconography of Your Home, Our Hero.
So. When I saw that live, I thought, shouldn't that be
apostrophe
you?
Yeah.
But then the more I thought about it afterwards.
His home.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the line.
Mm.
Plus, you know, when you're putting those barriers together, I'm not casting any aspersions here about the educational system, but sometimes misuse of the apostrophe can be far worse than not using it at all.
Oh, true enough.
So, you know, that's...
As several councils don't use apostrophes anymore.
It's one of the reasons why maybe they were just playing it safe. So they thought, you know, and besides, you know, they thought the apostrophe, it would be terrible if they got to the stage, they thought, oh, we put the apostrophe in the wrong place. It could have just lost the thing entirely.
Yes.
I think they got the exclamation mark in there. Is it an exclamation mark that they've got after Hero? Or is it just our Hurl? In which case it could be even more wrong from that. A different line there.
I think it's an exclamation mark,
which is good. You know, because after all, what would reporting these days in journalism be without exclamation marks?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely crucial for that. How do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the magazine?
Go to the website www.fmttm.com and look for subscribe, or email me at robshrug@googlemail.com, or you can write to Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7. Brentnell Centre, Jilks Street, Middlesbrough, TS15, A for Apple, P for Stephen Pears.
See, quite simple. No problem at all, or indeed, as Alexander Meerkat, a man who hasn't played for Middlesbrough Football Club as yet. Simples. Issue 474 will be with you before you know it, but you've been listening to issue 473, The Crystal Palace, Fly Me to the Moon, a companion podcast with Rob Nichols, and... no guests at all, but we'll be back with a heap of other sort of fantastic stuff, etc., as we celebrate. I think it's going to be a 4-0 win.
Oh, that'd be good. That would be good.
I'm going to say it's going to be a 4-0 win. Let's put last week down to a kind of dodgy rehearsal.
Yeah.
You know, kind of first night nerves.
Yes,
issue
indeed.
From that point of view. You know, they're in front of a legend. They're working through all sorts of things.
Yeah, he's had a whole week, hasn't he, to get to
sort it through
things.
It'll happen. Let's finish with those two wonderful Rob Nichols positive, rip-roaring
Absolutely.
Lines. They are, of course...
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.